This podcast is brought to you by Bose Headset 10.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh with John King, King Schools. A new way of training pilots, John. A way that may perhaps makes more sense in terms of the walk around. Can you elaborate a little?
Well, yes, Russ. I think not only are we talking about the walk-around, we're talking about the way people fly from here on out. You know, if you sit in an airport coffee shop and look through the window and watch people pre-flighting their airplanes, you'll see them go over the airplanes in great detail, looking at every inch of the airplane, raising the aileron hinges, ailerons, and inspecting the aileron hinges. And I ask you, when's the last time you saw an aileron hinge failure? Not very frequently, or not very recently, for sure. In fact, is it doesn't happen. It did happen probably in the Barnstormer days, so we've been pre-flighting airplanes exactly the way that we were taught to pre-flight from the beginning of aviation, down through the generations till now. So our thought is that we are doing a good job of pre-flighting our flights for the things that don't cause accidents and ignoring the things that do cause accidents, because the things that cause accidents are failures in risk management and failure to have situational awareness. So in the new Cessna SportsLant private pilot course, what we're going to do from lesson one is we're going to have that student take a look at what the risks are associated with this flight and how they're going to manage those risks, and so that they maintain situational awareness. And so we hope that this will change the way people pre-flight their flights and the way they fly airplanes from this moment on, because risk management is going to be a part of the program from the very beginning. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to have scenario-based training. And scenario-based training can be implemented in a very awkward way. Some of the early attempts at it were very awkward, very contrived. But we're going to use a scenario checklist. And for every flight, the instructor will sit down with the student before the flight, and they're going to talk about either a real or simulated purpose for that flight. Let's assume they're going to do turns around a point and go to another airport. Well, we'll talk about you're going to fly over your girlfriend's house and circle over your girlfriend's house. Well, in that case, what are the risks associated with it? And what's going to drive you to fly maybe too low, maybe a little showing off? So we'll talk about the risks associated with that, even in involving the risks associated with the pilot and how you're going to manage those risks. So everything that in this new course, the Cessna SportsLant private pilot course, will be taught in context. We're going to talk about skills that you're going to learn and how you will use them and how they're important. And so I think that'll make it a lot more fun for the pilot and a lot more fun for the instructor.
Well, isn't this something that many instructors already do? They're already giving their students scenario-based training. They're just not formalizing it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In the United States, we've been doing a better job of that than the rest of the world. But what we're going to do is give even instructors who don't have a lot of seasoning, a lot of time, and give them a way to do this on a basis that is formalized and standardized. You know, we have a friend that does flight instructor courses for flight instructors in England. And she told us that, you know, American pilots, American flight instructors who go to England to become English flight instructors don't know anything. And of course, I had a little reaction to that. My question was, well, give me an example of what an American flight instructor doesn't know. And she said, well, they don't know how to do a flap demonstration, for instance. And I said, well, you got me there, because I don't know how to do a flap demonstration. And what she's talking about is a very ritualized procedure where you demonstrate this and demonstrate the effects and so on. Well, in the United States, we would say to a student, well, we're a little high here on final. Why don't you put down some flaps? Because flaps will increase your lift, increase your drag, reduce your stalling speed, and give you a steeper rate and angle of descent without an increase in airspeed. In other words, we're teaching the skills in context. We've been doing that for years in the United States. We lead the world at it, but this new Cessna course is going to take it to a new level so that everything we're doing will be in context.
Well, the Cessna Skycatcher was recently given ASTM certification. How advanced are the course materials, and when will we get going on this?
We're talking just a matter of weeks before we're going to release this. It'll match the Skycatcher, also match the Cessna 172, because when you learn to fly an airplane, you're going to be learning to fly not only a Skycatcher, but a 172. So we talk about the different control systems. The Skycatcher will be the stick. The 172, it's a yoke. We'll talk about ground Allen steering, which is castering nose wheel, and the Sky Catcher, which is pedals in the 172. So we'll cover all of that. But this program, the biggest thing about this program, it'll be more engaging. We'll have activities where the student grabs the stick with the mouse and moves the stick and sees the control systems, control surfaces change. And they'll see the nose go left and right when they step on the rudder pedal. So this will be a very engaging program. They can do animations. They can click on video. They can look at graphics. So the student will be very engaged, very involved. It's going to be very interactive. It'll be truly multimedia.
Well, we can't wait to have a look at it and give it a test drive, John. Thanks very much. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh.
Presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the eighth consecutive year in Professional Pilots' 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.